Chapter 6. The World of Technology. Unit 11. Getting from here to there.
Public transportation has actually existed for thousands of years, though it is often considered as a modern innovation. Ancient societies used ferry boats that could be hired to provide passage across water. The Romans built thousands of miles of roads and many bridges to facilitate the general flow of persons and goods. Throughout much of history, the hiring of horse-drawn carts often served a function similar to the modern taxicab. It was really just a matter of time before a combination of population, commerce, and technology made the idea of organized, regular public transportation more widespread. Historians can conveniently pinpoint a time and place for this realization. Nantes, France, 1826. At that time, a retired army officer started a large horse-drawn transportation service to take citizens from town out to his bathhouse in the country.
Though the establishment of this idea
had very little effect on his business, his service did enjoy exceptional popularity with passengers who wanted to stop at intermediary points. The designation given to this service was the voiture omnibus, a combination of French and Latin meaning vehicle for everyone.
As the idea of such a service became popular around Europe, spreading to Paris, Bordeaux, and London by 1832, its long name was shortened to bus.
Around this same time, cities in the United States, such as New York, Philadelphia, and Boston, implemented similar systems by making special arrangements with local citizens in the transportation business. There were quite a few problems with this new system. Some difficulties included poor road quality, low speeds, and lack of comfort. These issues were addressed in 1832 with the advent of the rail system in Manhattan. Initially, the system was still just a horse pulling a cart, but the rails allowed for a smoother ride and increased efficiency. This infrastructure was enhanced in 1852 with the development of a grooved rail line that was embedded at the level of the pavement. Previously, the rails protruded half a foot off the ground and impeded non-rail traffic. This new horse car quickly conquered the omnibus by around 1860 in many U.S. cities. The horse car peaked in 1890 with 415 companies and 188 million passengers a year. The next step, of course, was to eliminate the horse.
The first serious challenge to horse cars came in 1867
with the invention of the cable car in New York. Although its initial test run was not a success, it was soon revived in San Francisco by a wire rope businessman, Andrew Smith Halliday. The cable car used a large steam engine to pull a thick cable, which in turn pulled the cable car. The cable car continued to grow until its apex in 1890, with 373 million passengers in 23 cities. The cable car was replaced with the electric streetcar, also called the tram or trolley. Early versions appeared in Baltimore in 1885, Montgomery, Alabama in 1886, and Richmond, Virginia in 1887. Frank Julian Sprague was the businessman largely responsible for spreading the trolley throughout the United States. It was widely in use by 1900, and such cars were attaining speeds of 32 kilometers per hour. By 1903, 90% of streetcars in the United States were running on electricity. With the horse problem solved, the next major problem was urban congestion itself. The two main proposals for resolving this were either putting the trains high above or under the ground. Though there were several experiments with the former, notably in New York and Chicago, they were ultimately deemed to be too noisy and obtrusive. Today, trains traveling above ground are confined to areas where subways are not feasible, such as Bangkok, which is built on a swamp. The underground rail system, supplemented with motorized buses, is by far the most common and successful form of public transportation on the planet today. It first appeared in London in 1863, followed by Boston and New York around the turn of the 20th century. The rise of the automobile in the early 20th century threatened public transportation with complete individual freedom of travel. The car largely destroyed American passenger train travel with the help of government policies heavily favoring individualized travel. Recently, environmental and traffic concerns have precipitated a reassessment of the American car culture.